I've come to the happening area of Hackney in London to meet composer and DJ Gabriel Prokofiev.
Hi, Freddie. How you doing? Good to meet you.
The 43-year-old Londoner is also the grandson of a famous Russian composer, Sergei Prokofiev. Unlike his grandfather, Gabriel takes contemporary classical music out of the ivory towers of the concert hall and onto the streets.
In this case, the beat is pretty obvious.
Non-classical is a club night, a late-night music event, and also a record label. It's actually classical music, but presented in a non-traditional and therefore in a non-classical way. My criteria used to be the club that felt like the most unlikely place where you'd find a string quartet, that would be where I'd want to put a string quartet. First of all, there's someone DJing, and they're not DJing dance music, they're not DJing hip-hop or R&B. So it's not what you typically hear in a bar. They're DJing classical music, but with electronic elements. Then live performances will start, and each set's only 20 minutes long. This is a big thing for non-classical that doesn't normally happen in a classical concert. It's often quite a challenging listen, and actually, after about 20 minutes, you actually need some time to digest it, and probably you want to talk to your friends about it, and therefore make it a bit more of a social occasion. You can discuss what you heard, digest it, have a drink, refresh, and then listen to the next set.
No one is born composing contemporary classical music, not even the grandchild of Sergei Prokofiev.
Growing up, I was quite intimidated as well by the name, so that actually kind of put me off a bit.
But at 11 years old, Gabriel and a school friend began writing pop songs together.
Through that, I kind of got this kind of bug, this illness, you know, when you just love to create new melodies and new musical ideas. It's a very special feeling when at one moment you have nothing and then maybe 20 minutes later suddenly you have a melody and some chord sequence or some rhythms. Yeah, it's a very special feeling.
Then, while he was a teenager, electronic dance music appeared on the scene and Gabriel was enthralled. By the early noughties, Gabriel was releasing music with his band and also producing hip-hop and grime MCs who were having chart hits.
I did creatively find it restrictive in the end, you know, and it is so based on the trend of the moment. And that's when I really realised that actually, you know, I found more freedom and inspiration in classical music. This is a remix by a producer called Thimk, and in the process of doing the remix, he's done a lot of processing and interesting effects to the cello, you know.
These days, Gabriel focuses on his contemporary classical music. But while he does so, he draws from years of experience of producing grime MCs and playing in bands.
I look back to composers in previous centuries who used a lot of dance rhythms of their time. That's what I'm doing now, but that's become quite an unusual thing to do because popular music and classical music have moved so far apart.
So, Sergei Prokofiev, your grandfather, now that you've established yourself, I guess that feeling of being under a shadow or something might have gone away.
So, no, it's interesting. I mean, it took me longer than other composers maybe to really commit to kind of publicly declare myself as a composer. I felt quite shy. I felt like a very audacious and risky thing for me to do, having had this such successful ancestor. But, you know, I couldn't stop myself, really. I just felt, you know, feel so strongly about music and so inspired by composing. I'm an optimist and I always try to take positive inspiration from my grandfather. You know, I could quite easily kind of get swamped by feelings of sort of inadequacy if I look, because he, you know, was a child prodigy. He was quite remarkable what he achieved. But I just tried to take that as an inspiration.
For DW, this is Freddie Chick in Hackney, London.